More than 2,400 people house children through Massachusetts' foster care program, and many of them say the coronavirus pandemic has strained the already underfunded foster care system. So, they're planning to unionize, becoming the first foster care parent union in the country. They're being organized by the Service Employees International Union, Local 509. Peter McKinnon, president of that local, told WBUR's Deborah Becker what brought the foster parents and the union together.
It's a new concept, but foster parents actually had reached out to us and had asked about unionizing to join with Local 509, to have more of a voice, to advocate for the work that they do, the essential work that they do.
It seems that a lot of the demands that you've come up with so far are pandemic related. Do you think that that sort of brought things to a head in terms of what foster parents were feeling?
I think it's certainly a major factor in some of the reasons why foster parents want to unionize as they try to keep themselves and their families and the kids that they care for safe. And Massachusetts, I think, by and large, has done better than most states with dealing with this, but it is a real concern. And we've seen that in our existing members who work with kids out in the community or in group homes where we represent workers. We see it in family childcare settings. People just want to make sure kids are safe, and they just need help to be able to do that effectively.
You say that you've assembled a committee, an organizing committee, to do this. What does this organizing committee think that unionizing would do for foster parents?
Advocating for help with COVID, making sure that kids are safe, that their families are safe, that they have the support that they need for that. But the other issues that come along are the reimbursement rates that they get. The reimbursement rates are really low. It's about $28 a day per child. They're not asking to get rich doing this by any stretch, but they need help. They need to offset the costs that are coming out of their pockets to help care for kids in the foster care system. They also want to be able to access more training, more support, more networks that can help them be the best foster parents that they can be.
And tell me, what do you think are some of the specific COVID-related costs right now?
Cleaning supplies, PPE, that's a lot of it. There are a lot of, you know, childcare providers are having to deal with, very similar in a lot of ways to that. When a kid comes into a foster parent's home, they may have been exposed to COVID, they may not have been, but there's a lot of unknowns. So there's also the need to make sure that they're medically cared for, they're medically cleared. So there's a financial cost, but also the need to make sure that the kids are safe, bring them to doctors and follow-up appointments as needed.
And how do you unionize non-traditional workers like foster parents? They're not traditional employees. They're accepting a child into their family. So I assume that it would be very different.
Yeah, no, that's a legitimate question. We have had foster parents ask that question. Like, I don't work for DCF. I don't go to a job 9 to 5. Is a union right for me? That's a very legitimate question because we are looking at unionizing in a non-traditional workplace. And so we're having those conversations. These are people who are doing a job. They are workers who need a voice to be able to do that work as effectively as possible. And we can give them that voice.
How soon do you think it could actually happen?
It's hard to say. This is a process. Some legislation will need to be filed to allow this to happen. So it will need to work its way through the state house as well. So we know it's a long haul, but we think it's important and we hope as quickly as possible.
That's Peter McKinnon, president of SEIU Local 509, speaking with WBUR's Deborah Becker.